be with you again. Welcome to week two of CPRT. And I am trusting that you have been able to use the reflecting feeling skill with your kids this last week. And I suspect that you have seen the incredible changes in their reaction and in just the communication. Even though it's new, I think that you will probably see right away that there is just good things going on with that skill. So we are going to move into week two material. So please make sure that you have printed your sheets and we will go through those together. And week two, we only have two rules of thumb. So we, as always, will begin with those. So as you can see on your sheet, the first rule of thumb for today is the parent's toes follow his or her nose. This is an extremely important rule of thumb, especially for the play session. In general, it's important too, but I would encourage you to be very mindful of this specifically in your 30-minute play session, because this is a really powerful way to show that we are communicating the be with attitudes. And it's a nonverbal expression that all of our attention is on the child. And so let me share the opposite with you really quickly. So if I'm sitting here talking with you as I am right now, and someone were to call to me from the other room, or there would be a knock, or I would have some kind of awareness that someone wants my attention, and I turned my head this way and interacted with whatever that was, but the rest of my body posture stayed oriented towards you, which it is, so only my head is turned, and I'm interacting with whatever, you know, my colleague needs something, or someone knocked on the door, whatever that is, but the rest of me stays this way, what message am I communicating about the way my body is postured? You should have said something out loud. I gave you time. So if you were on target, this is a distraction. And as soon as this is taken care of, I'm coming back to here because that's the way the rest of my body was oriented. Now, had that same interaction taken place and I would have shifted and faced this way, my toes followed my nose, all of a sudden, it's very clear that this is where my attention is because my toes followed my nose. So this becomes the focus, and then I may or may not come back and face you again. So you can see the power of body language and body posturing and the way that you orient yourself. And why that's important is because you want to make sure that you're communicating to your children that you are fully focused. So if they're moving all around the playroom, which they will, and they are exploring everything and everything's going on, and all you do is turn your head and you always keep the rest of your body the way that it was originally positioned, it does not communicate fully being present and fully paying attention. But if you move and your toes move with your nose, it communicates that stronger message that I am 100% focused and paying attention on what's happening. So toes follow your nose. That's going to be a very important piece of this play session puzzle. And of course, like I said, that extends beyond the play time as well. Anytime we're interacting with our kids, you know, if we are busy doing something and all we do is turn our head to talk to them and then come back, it seems as if that was a distraction. And so just try to be mindful of that. Toes follow your nose. That's a very helpful life skill, but it's an important skill for your kids as well. Okay, so then the second rule of thumb, you can't give away that which you don't possess. And the idea here is that you are going to be challenged during this 10 weeks. You're going to learn new things and grow and develop and probably struggle a bit. And as you're going through this, if you cannot be patient with yourself, if you cannot be accepting of yourself, if you can't love yourself in the midst of your flaws and your mistakes and your shortcomings, you therefore cannot extend those qualities to your children either. So you have to give out of the overflow. Another analogy that's used similarly is that if your cup is empty, you have nothing to share, but if your cup is full, it can overflow. So you have to be putting good stuff in for yourself in order for you to be the most effective and successful that you can be. And, you know, as your child's caregiver, you are asked a lot of yourself. You have high demands. You have a lot of time commitment and emotional commitment and relational commitment. And there's all of these expectations as a parent. And you're going to fail. We all do. And we're all going to some days say, wish I could hit rewind and do that over again. And it's in those moments where we can be forgiving of ourselves and accepting of ourselves and loving to ourselves that we are then able to share that with our children too. And so similarly, if you are impatient with yourself and unaccepting with yourself, you are likely to be those things to your kids as well. So the contrast is also true, and that's why this is a very important rule of thumb. At the bottom of that little section where it says, remember the analogy of the oxygen mask on the plane, quiz time. For those of you who have flown, I have actually worked with a few moms that have never flown before. So if you have been on an airplane, what do the flight attendants say when they're going through their pre-flight safety presentation? They say, should we lose cabin pressure? What? Oxygen masks will drop from the ceiling, and we as adults are to what if we're traveling with small children? Put the mask on ourselves first before we help children traveling with us. Now, interestingly, I don't really know of any human, let alone a parent, that would worry about themselves before they would worry about a child if there's some kind of chaotic tragedy happening in an airplane. However, if the parent or the caregiver or the adult traveling with the child is so worried about taking care of the kids that they pass out from oxygen deprivation, can they be of any help to the children? No. So you have to take care of yourself before you take care of your kids. And that's the intent behind that rule of thumb. You can't give away that which you don't possess. So be good to yourself, be kind to yourself, patient, loving, accepting, all of those things, so that in turn you can be those things for your kids as well. So that wraps up the rules of thumb section, and I will see you in the next section.